It's Thursday, the 24th of November. It's day 24 of Napod Pomo, and it's morning. I know, like shock horror, yeah? Yes, it's morning. It's 25 past six. A little later than I wanted it to be, but it's all good. Right, yesterday I did say, those of you that have had the chance to listen to yesterday's show, despite the fact that it was released at 9 o'clock last night, I said I was going to talk to you very briefly about social networking, and more specifically, the social networks that I'm currently a part of, and what I'm going to do about it, because I'm on so many social networks, it is just unreal, and I don't think it's necessary to be on so many, at least so active on so many. Now, the social networks that I am active on at the moment, the obvious ones, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Diaspora, which I mentioned briefly on, I think, last week's episode of the Bugcast, and StatusNet. Those of you that are familiar with Identica, StatusNet is the software that Identica runs on, but I'm running my own copy of the software, which means that my site stays up even if Identica goes down, which it has done of late. But I'm also on things like Foursquare, and I haven't used Foursquare in absolutely ages, so I'm just going to let that one rot, to be honest with you. But when you look at the equivalents between the various social networks that I'm a part of, you have two main types. You've got your full-on social networking sites, which in this case are Facebook, Google Plus, and Diaspora. And you've got your micro-blogging sites, which limit how much you can actually say, which are Twitter and StatusNet. Now, I'm a firm believer that federated social networking is the way forward. And that's the concept that you need to be in control of your own data, and you need to be the host of your own data. Now, with Facebook, all your data is on Facebook servers, and they do what the jiminy they want to with it. As somebody said to me the other day, I think Caroline mentioned it a few weeks ago, you're not the client, you're the commodity. Meaning that if any of Facebook's clients want to know information about Facebook's user base, they'll just give it. And it's probably in the terms and conditions somewhere. Now, that worries me to a point. Not so much of the privacy aspect, because I don't really have anything to hide, so I don't have any issue with my profile being fairly open. I very rarely post using the privacy controls. I'm pretty certain everything I post is actually open anyway. But I do have an issue with somebody using my information without my consent and not knowing where it is. And also with the Facebook thing, even if you log out of Facebook, they still know who you are, and they still know which sites you've been. There are so many websites out nowadays that have integration within Facebook, and even if you're logged out of Facebook and you haven't cleared your cookies out, you might as well be logged in, because they still know who you are. And whilst the websites themselves may not know who you are, Facebook certainly do, so they know which websites you've been to. And I think that's just wrong. For that reason, and the reason that I need to make a choice between Facebook, Google Plus, and Diaspora, I'm going to stop posting actively to Facebook. It's getting noisy over there at the moment. I've got 500 and some odd people on there that are listed. And to be quite honest with you, I don't actually interact with that many of them. There seems to be a core group of people that I interact with them most of the time. Now, fortunately, the majority of those people are over on Google+. So, for those that aren't, I will still be keeping an eye on Facebook, just not actively. Now, if you send me a message on Facebook, I'll go and respond to it. That's not a problem because I get emailed about that. So if you're not on, sorry, if you are on Google Plus and you're not, I'm not already in one of your circles, then please do go and add me to a circle. You can find my Google Plus profile at gplus, that's gplus.to/thelovebug. Similarly with Diaspora. Diaspora is more of a cause for me, a promotion of the Federated Social Network. I have tried running my own Diaspora pod, but I just don't have the hardware necessary to be able to run a public one. But if you want to have a look at Diaspora, you can find me. And the beauty of this is it doesn't matter which Diaspora pod you're on, whether you're on joindiaspora.com, whether you're on diasp.org, or any of the other Diaspora pods, you can still add me. My username, if you do a search for me, is thelovebug at joindiaspora.com. Or if you just want to see my profile, it's joindiaspora.com/you/thelovebug. Links to all of these will be in the show notes, so don't worry too much about making a note of these, particularly if you're driving down the road and you're thinking, oh, where's the pen? Oh, I'm going to crash. So, yeah, that's those two sorted out. Google Plus, if you haven't used it already, it is nice. It really is nice. And it's uncomplicated. Like Facebook, you've got so much in there. Google Plus seems to be limited to just a small subset of the feature set of Facebook. And it's great because all the crud, it just isn't in there. App spam, you don't get it. It's brilliant. Oh yes, and microblogging. Don't want to talk for too long, so I'll run out of. I'm about to run out of bending music. Ooh, that's not good. Similarly with microblogging, with Twitter, and StatusNet. Again, I hardly use Twitter. I tend to only use Twitter and Facebook to promote the podcast, and that's just a waste of resource for me to go on there and think I can interact with people when I'm not actually interacting with people. But I'm finding that on Google Plus, Diaspora, and also StatusNet, I'm interacting with people. So if you want to come and find me on StatusNet, if you have an Identica account, you can follow me on my own instance. That's absolutely fine. So if you go to micro.thelovebug.org, you'll see my StatusNet profile. And then you can remotely add me from there onto your Identica account or whichever StatusNet account that you use. And my bedding has just run out. I'm not going to start it again because that will just encourage me to talk for longer. So anyway, today's song is yet another one from a band for which one of the members I work with. Now, the chap I work with is Adrian Maguire. Now, he's the drummer of this band. They're based out of Nottingham. And the track I'm going to play today is apparently a track that they usually open their live gigs with. So that's a good start. And hopefully it'll be a good start for your day. So this is Lois, which you can find at loistheband.com. He says, checking his notes. Lois. Yes, loistheband.com. links will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org. And this track is called Miss Manipulation. Have a great day, and I'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.